Well, I was this afternoon looking and meditating, asking the Lord about some things. And I came across a series. It's a three-part series that I did on fear about four years ago. And the Lord just sort of brought it out to me, and so I'm going to revisit that with you. And the Apostle Peter said that as long as he was in his body, he was going to keep reminding his constituents, you can go read it there, about the same things. But, you know, I don't know whether you've been seeing it or not, but I've been seeing so many people that are gripped with fear. In fact, somebody was talking about, well, I don't even know whether I want to go to the football game the Friday night or not because of what happened over, a couple of Friday nights ago or one Friday night ago over at one of the football games. They was shooting. Somebody said they didn't know whether they want to go to the mall or not because they was reading that somebody was in a mall somewhere and got stabbed. That's our world we're living in. But don't get afraid, okay? Now, I'm going to talk about fear, and it's a crippling. When it gets a hold of you, it's crippling. And there are people today that are so full of fear, they're having difficulty carrying on their normal lives. You know, I heard one person talk about saying, well, I don't want to even go to the door when the doorbell rings. That's fear. Okay? But 2 Timothy 1:7 says, I'm New Living Translation, for God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but power and love and self-discipline. The King James says he's not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. Easy to read version says the Spirit of God does not make us afraid. His Spirit is a source of power, love, and self-control. The Good News Translation says, for the Spirit that God has given us does not make us timid. Instead, the Spirit fills us with power, love, and self-control. God wants us to live free from fear. We all have had moments of fear, but they don't need to become a lifestyle. You know, we got to guard against that moment becoming a habit to us. You know, now let's talk about and define fear, okay? There are different kinds of fear. Now, there is a godly fear mentioned in the Bible. It's a reverential awe or respect for God. The Psalms and Proverbs say this, many verses about it. But Psalms 31:19-20, the New Living Translation says, how great is the goodness you have stored up for those who fear you. Now, some people take that as fear. No, they're not afraid of God. That is a term that's used in awe of God. You lavish on us who come to you for protection, blessing them before the watching world. You hide them in the shelter of your presence, safe from those who conspire against them. You shelter them in the presence, far from accusing tongues. And then Proverbs 9:10 says, fear the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the foundation of wisdom. Knowledge of the Holy One results in good judgment. Now here, this is a good kind of fear. This is not a tormenting fear or terror fear. This is a godly fear or reverence toward God that brings blessing to us. Now there's natural human fear. It's another kind of fear. This is the kind of fear that warns you of danger. And God has put a healthy sense of danger inside of all of us. You know, having a wholesome fear of burning your hand on a hot stove. That's, you know, or having a wholesome fear or going out in the road in front of a truck. I mean, that's a good fear, a natural fear. Now, there is evil fear. It's the kind of fear we want to stay free from. Evil fear is diabolical, and it's a phobia. It grips you and captivates a person where they can't function normally. You know, Job 3:25 in the New Living Translation says, "What I always feared has happened to me. What I dreaded has come true." You know, I've heard people say, "Oh, I'm just afraid this is going to happen. I'm just afraid that's going to happen." There are many fears and phobias in the world today. In fact, on the internet, there is 530 different kinds of phobia listed. There may be more than that. Now, I can't pronounce these names. But anthropophobia, fear of people, agoraphobia, fear of crowds. I don't know how to pronounce this next one. It's the fear of darkness. And then there's another one that's the fear of shadows. And then there's cardiophobia, fear of a heart disease or a heart attack. And there's another one here, fear of high places. Another one, the fear of crossing the bridge. There's another one, fear of passing by a tall building. There's another one, I don't know how to pronounce them, but it says, it's a fear of new things. I don't want that one, do you? It's neophobia, I think it is. There's another one that's a fear of dirt. Now, there are some people that have such fear that they wash their hands so much until they become chapped, you know. Then there's the fear of motion. Then there's the monophobia, fear of being alone. Another one is fear of being in open places. Then there's the one, the claustrophobic fear, the fear of being in closed places. So here we got two different kinds of fear. One, people don't want to be in their fear of being in an open space. Another one, their fear of being closed in. You know. Now, did you know there's one called ecclesiophobia, fear of the church? There's another one, echophobia, I'm not pronouncing it right, the fear of one's home. There is even a phobia, the fear of fear. You know, I guess you're afraid that you're afraid. I don't know. That's just a few, but think about it. There is a list of over 530 different kinds of fear that the enemy uses against people. The fear holds you in bondage. You can't live a normal life. Now, when was the first time that fear was ever mentioned in the Bible? When God created Adam and Eve and put them in the Garden of Eden, it was a perfect environment. There was no fear. Then one day, the devil, Satan himself, came and tempted Eve to eat the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Now, you see, the devil is against God, and he uses fear. In Genesis 3, I'm going to read it from the New Living tonight. Genesis 3:6 from the New Living. The woman was convinced. She saw that the tree was beautiful and its fruits looked delicious. She wanted the wisdom it would give her. She took some fruit and ate it. Then she gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate too. At that moment, their eyes were open, and they suddenly felt ashamed of their nakedness. So they sewed fig leaves together to cover themselves. When the cool breezes of evening came blowing, the man and his wife heard God walking about in the garden, because he would come down and walk in talk with them. So they hid from the Lord among the trees. Then the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He replied, "I heard you walking in the garden, so I hid. I was afraid because I was naked." Verse 10 is the first time that fear is mentioned in the Bible, and that's when fear came with Satan himself, because at that moment, Satan became the god of this world, according to St. Paul's writing in 2 Corinthians 4:4, okay? The devil committed the original sin before he ever was down here. He did it up in heaven when he rebelled against God and took a third of the angels, and they were going to throw God out and he was going to take over, and God said, "That ain't going to happen," and kicked him out. Now, with a third of the angels, so that means that two-thirds was left, so there's two good angels for every bad angel. See, what we got to realize, and many people don't realize this, but the devil and his crowd, that's a spirit world too. And over here is God and his people, and that's a spirit world. Both of them are spirit worlds. And you, whoever you are, you live in two worlds at the same time. You live in the natural world, or you either live in the devil's world or in God's world spiritually. Now, many people don't think that way, but it's the truth. So we need, you know, I have heard some of the entertainers talking about that when they get on stage and are entertaining, they have an energy, and one person that said this was a person that understood it because they had been Pentecostal, and they said that it's like when you have the Holy Ghost. Hello. Come on now. You're sitting there looking at me. Well, the Bible says there's principalities and powers in high places. Well, they ain't God's principalities or powers. Hello. Come on now. I don't have time to do a whole teaching on the spiritual side, but people need to realize that on the devil's side, there is a spirit world as much as there is on God's side. Now, look at this. The devil tempted Adam and Eve, and when they yielded. So the truth is that the devil is behind all sin. The devil's behind all fear. The devil is behind everything that's coming against you. Now, it may be coming through somebody else or some other way, but behind it all is the Satan himself. Come on now. Y'all looking at me funny. I'm trying to help you. Some of you never heard something like this, but it's the truth. I've heard it from my father about stuff like this. He didn't do a lot of teaching on it, but I've been with him with other ministers, and they're talking about this, and that's one thing that I've heard him say, that God's people do not realize that there is an evil spiritual world as well as there is the good spiritual world, God's world, spiritual world. Now, verse 10, here's where it at. He says, "I heard you walking in the garden. I was afraid." So sin opens the door for fear. Now, I'm not saying that everybody that is in fear is sin, but I'm saying that one of the companions of sin is fear. Fear of being caught, fear of judgment, fear of punishment. Now, I'm not saying that if someone is afraid that they've sinned. I'm not saying that. I'm simply trying to see that sin and fear originate from the same place. How many of you as kids have ever done something wrong and you were in fear? Fear of punishment, okay? The devil is a spirit and he is a spiritual being. The devil has many evil spirits under his rule. And one of those is the spirit of fear. Actually, the fear, it says, is a spirit. So you need to learn to deal with it. It says God not given us the spirit of fear. It calls it a spirit. How do you deal with evil spirits when they come to you? How do you deal with them? Speaking the word, am I right? When fear comes, you begin to speak. You begin to say, I don't have a spirit of fear, but a power and love and sound mind. I've used that scripture hundreds of times and thousands of times during the last years of building this campus and then with my family and everything else. Because the enemy will try to get you in every area, get you in fear. So, see, Romans 8:15. In the New Living Translation, Romans 8:15. Anybody getting anything out of this? So you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you've received God's spirit when he adopted you as his own children, and now we can call him Abba Father. That goes right along with 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. These verses then show us that the tormenting, terrorizing fear comes from Satan himself. Sin and fear are both spiritual issues. The devil, the works of the devil, have spiritual roots. The same fear has various ways of coming to you. It's manifested in different ways, but the root of it is spiritual. I'm trying to get you to understand that the root of fear is spiritual. It's not the spirit of God that we're talking about. It's evil. Now we have to understand, and I've already said it, that Satan is the master at hiding behind people and circumstances and situations to get you in fear. He may not be directly causing the one you're dealing with directly, but indirectly, he's behind it all. Hello? Okay. How many of you work at a job? How many of you have a supervisor or a foreman or somebody that's over you? Okay. But you're really not dealing with him when he comes and he starts getting on to you. Directly you are. Indirectly, it's coming from the head of the company. Come on now. Don't look at me. It's the truth. When that person is coming down on you on policies and procedures that you haven't been following, that's the person that's directly coming at you, but indirectly, it's coming from the head office. Hello? See, we have to understand that when the enemy is coming in on us with all kinds of junk and trying to get us in fear, it may be a situation, it may be a circumstance, it may be a person. But that's the direct thing, but indirectly, it's coming from Satan himself. How many of y'all understand that? His actions come through circumstances, sometimes people. Okay? Now, if you try to deal with fear totally in the natural and through psychology, you will never overcome it. You may get temporary results, but you will not get deliverance. Because fear has its roots in the spirit world. Spirit of fear. You've not been given a spirit of fear. Am I doing good teaching? Brother Bill, can I get a better amen? Sin and fear have the same author. And since sin exists in the earth, man has to deal with fear. Okay. Now, we are man. When I say that, I mean people. We live in this world, right? So we're going to have to deal with fear. Because, like I said, let's go read it, 2 Corinthians 4:4. Whose mind the God of this age has blinded, who did not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, was, who is the image, should shine. Then in the NLT it says, Satan, who is the God of this world. Right here. It tells us that Satan is the God of this world. How is he the God of this world? He's the God of this world because Adam was in charge of this world. God created him, and he put Adam in the garden. He told Adam that you have charge of everything. In fact, Adam is the one that named all the animals. Go read it. Adam was in complete control. But when he yielded to the temptation and eat from that tree that God told him not to eat from, Satan got control of this world. That's why he's called little g, the God of this world. Now, people don't understand this, but how could the devil tempt Jesus and take him up and say, look at all the world. If you'll bow down to me, I'll give you this. How could he give him something that he don't have control of? Hello. He's not the God of you. He's the God of this world. You're not in the world. You may be living in it in the natural world, but you're not in it in the spiritual world. There's a lot of people living in the natural world that are also living in the devil's spiritual world. Hello? Y'all look at me funny, but in fact, a lot of this stuff I'm saying, it's coming to me as I'm just speaking, and I it's things that I've taught, learned and read and heard taught. A lot of it I heard my dad teach that I'm telling you about. We must never forget that everything that's coming against us, fear, everything, the devil is behind it. He is the one pulling the strings. I don't know. You don't ever see puppet shows much anymore, but you used to have these puppets and you got strings and you're making them walk and making them do everything. Anybody ever see a puppet show like that? Oh, I got a lot of people. How many of you never seen that kind of a puppet show? Oh, we feel sorry for y'all. Many evil things are happening in the world today. The devil is behind it all. He wants to wrap you up in fear. He wants you to believe that you can't make it, that the world He wants you to believe that everything that's happening is going to take you in. Everything that's happening in our world that we are living in right now is nothing more than God has already told us in the Word of God that would happen in the last days. The stuff going on in the Middle East is nothing more than we already been told about. And if you do some study, you'll find out that Iraq and Iran and Turkey and all that area is nothing more than the old Babylonian Empire. And Assyria, going back in the Old Testament, has always been a thorn in the side of God's people. Hello? And if you study Revelation, the big bear coming down from the north and hooking up with the old Babylonian Empire is nothing more than Russia. Come on. You didn't know a pastor knew all that from about. I've studied end times. My father-in-law and my dad used to sit with one another, you can ask my wife, and talk about the end times. They'd studied Finest Dake stuff. The end times are real, people. And I taught the series on Jesus just a few Sundays ago, and I talked about he is the soon coming king. He is coming back. Just like that, those angels told those disciples, this same Jesus shall come back in like manner. He was on the clouds ascending. He will come back on the clouds. He won't come and touch the earth. He will be in, and he will catch away us that are born again. He will take us away and take us out. And then you don't want to be here because it is going to be really bad. Hello? I am not afraid. I don't want you to be afraid. I want you to stand on the Word of God and say, I'm God's child. God took care of the children of Israel. That's God's natural people. We are God's spiritual sons and daughters through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said that the blessing of Abraham will come on the Gentiles. Hello, that's us. I don't care what happens, and I don't care how much the devil roars and jumps and kicks and snorts. Now, see, if you ain't ever seen a horse or a bull do that, then you don't know what I'm talking about. How many ever seen a horse or a bull do that? Jump, kick, snort. Hey, let the devil roar. The Bible says that he goes around as a roaring lion, looking for somebody to eat up. But if you know who you are in Christ, it's no use to get afraid, because he can't eat you. He can't take you down. Come on now. Whoa, I'm preaching good tonight. A fear will make you believe a lie. Fear will make you believe fake news. That's about all we got anymore. A man woke up in the middle of the night, and he looked out the window, and he saw something moving in the yard. He grabbed his shotgun and began to fire. Woke his wife up, and his wife said, what's the matter with you, crazy? That you're shooting my best dress hanging on the clothesline. Now, you young people don't know nothing about a clothesline. How many of you ever had to hang out clothes? Mama do the washing. We didn't have no dryer. We did have a washing machine, though. And we had a deal outside called a clothesline with some clothespin. Because we ain't go out there and hang these clothes. You got to hang them up so they can dry. That's what that's talking about for you. And we had to explain that for you people that don't know nothing. No, don't know nothing about the old days. I'll tell you what, I used to hear people talk about, the good old days. I'll tell you what, I'm glad I ain't there. because we never had air. We finally got one window air conditioner in 1955. We used to travel at night going to preach. Dad would travel at night because it was hot down there in Texas in August. They ain't got no air conditioning in that car. All the car windows open and your hair's blowing. But, you know, I didn't care. I was a kid then. Actually, I had a flat top most of the time anyway, so it didn't make no difference. But Mama was always, we'd get somewhere to preach and she says, "Oh, I got to go fix my hair. Look at it." But you'd rather let your hair blow and get some wind coming in that window than sit there and fear hinders you from thinking correctly. You can't think correctly. You can't think straight in fear. It is said, this comes out of the encyclopedia of 7,000 illustrations, but I don't know whether it's true or not, but that's what's in there, so I got it. Stalin, you know, Russian guy. Stalin, yeah, however you pronounce it. They say he was constantly in fear of being poisoned or killed. And he had 8 bedrooms which could be locked up like a safe in a bank. And no one ever knew which bedroom he was going to sleep in any given night. That's fear. That's fear. I'll tell you a little funny story here. In Barcelona, Spain, a truck carrying an empty coffin stopped and picked up a hitchhiker. And so he's sitting in there, bouncing along in the back of the truck. It began to rain. So he just crawled in the empty coffin there, a casket, we'd call it, and went to sleep. Well, in the meantime, they picked up 2 more hitchhikers. And they was in the truck as they drove along. The first hitchhiker woke up, opened the coffin lid and said, "Oh, it looks like it's quit raining." The 2 terrified hitchhikers jumped out of the moving truck and one of them got killed. That's what fear will do to you. It'll cause you to do something crazy. Now, let's finish this up. It's 7:57. I got 3 minutes to finish it up. Let's go back. 2 Timothy 1:7. "For God's not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind." God does not give us fear, nor does he want us to be afraid. He's made a way for us to be free from fear. Say it with me right now. God has not given me a spirit of fear. I resist fear in the name of Jesus. I will walk free from fear. Hallelujah. Everybody stand up. Heavenly Father, I just talked to these people for a few moments tonight about fear. In the world we live in, the enemy is trying to make everybody fearful. But we know that we don't have to live in fear because we know that you will take care of us if we'll believe the word and walk in line with the word of God. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Praise the Lord. I trust you got something out of this tonight. There's 2 more sessions that we'll be doing on a Wednesday night. Hallelujah. If you're a first-time guest, would you connect your team, find our first-time guest, and take them together? We thank you for coming. We want to give you a special gift. If you happen to be in this place tonight and you don't know Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, we want you to know him. If you know what it is to serve God, but you realize that you've got off course and you need to come back and rededicate your life. Are you here and you're born again, saved, but you know you haven't been filled with the Spirit? According to Acts chapter 2, verse number 4, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, began to speak in tongues, the Spirit gave them utterance. You say, "I'd like to be filled with the Spirit." Or you need someone to pray with you about anything. The ladies are here. The men are over here. As we're dismissed tonight, if you'll come down here, these prayer warriors will pray with you, and you won't leave here like you came, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, Sunday morning right here at 10 o'clock. Say it with me again. I don't have a spirit of fear. I will not accept fear. God has delivered me. Hallelujah. If you need prayer, come to the front right now. We'll see you Sunday morning right here. God bless.